Well, let me tell you about my best friend, because he's here in the studio. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. And my best friend in the whole wide world is sitting right over there. It's Grant Mulvey, Chicago Blackhawks great Grant Mulvey. Hi, Grant.
Hey, best friend.
How are you, best friend?
Wendy, can you stand this? This is just so great, isn't it?
It's been poured on pretty thick.
You get a little jealous when Grant comes by.
I met him first, quite honestly.
Right. And you guys are friends, but Grant and I
are best friends in the whole wide world.
You know, there's only a few besties.
Yep. In your whole life, you'll only have one or maybe two, and I have Grant. You'll get a best friend someday, Wendy. Put an ad in the Tribune.
I don't have room. No.
Come on.
I don't need friends.
Put an ad in the personals.
You don't need friends? Wendy, you have a million friends.
Can I just tell you, though, I have friends that I've known since sixth grade and from high school.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to even hang out with them.
Got to tell you a funny story. Just the other day, I had a friend of mine send a pal, his father passed away. And so we're going back and forth, and he found these pictures of us as a 14-year-old hockey team.
Oh.
They are hilarious. And nobody can even pick me out of the picture, but they had the
hair. Why can't they pick you out? Do you look that different from when you were 14? Not even a little bit, huh?
Yeah, nobody. And so, you know, your friends, I've reconnected with a lot of people that I grew up with, and I grew up in a small town in British Columbia, and so it's a long ways away and everything, and we have now reconnected with grade school pals and people that you just never expected, and it is just fantastic.
It's
and
fun.
Our relationship is even better.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? I mentioned you on the show yesterday, Grant, and here's why. We were talking about Don Rickles and Jimmy Kimmel when he came out the other night, the day after Don Rickles had passed away. Jimmy Kimmel was crying at the beginning of the show and talking about how emotional this was and how hard this was to lose his friend Don Rickles. And we were talking about how when Jimmy Kimmel was growing up, he grew up in Las Vegas and he would see Don Rickles' name on the billboards, on the signs by the casinos where he was playing. And he never thought he'd be friends with Don Rickles, but he was. He was friends with one of his idols. And I said, I feel that same way about Grant. When I was a kid, I had your hockey card, and I cherished it, and I'd watch you play in hockey games. We'd go to the stadium, and I'd watch you play. And never in a million years did I think I'd ever get to meet you, much less be friends with you. It's very surrealistic sometimes.
Well, Bill, thank you very much.
You guys want a room? I'll go home early today.
Thank you very much.
Wendy's jealous of our best friendship.
That is very kind of you, and you're the kindest man.
Oh.
And you know what? It's very kind of you.
Oh,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is this why we had Grant up so you guys could just talk about how much you love each other?
Yeah, that's why. What's wrong with that?
Blackhawks postseason. It's happening. Can I just mention Brian Bickell? He was on with Pete McMurray this morning, and it was really sweet on Sunday's game, a season finale against the Philadelphia Flyers. He's playing with the Carolina Hurricanes. He was given the honor of taking Carolina's first attempt in the shootout. Got it. Retired. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
So special.
Honestly.
So special. Brian is as we know him here in Chicago, he was a great asset to a championship hockey team. But he was just a wonderful, wonderful young man. And for that, him to go through that with his young family and accomplish what he did is not only physically demanding, but mentally, he had to stay with the course, and I'm very proud of Brian and very proud of the hockey community for allowing him to do that.
That was so
cool. And then you have to dislike Philadelphia Flyers when you play against them, but what they did, and in honor of him, and they all fist pumped him. It was really special.
Beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something about Brian Bickell that just impressed the daylights out of me? 3 years ago, there was an event that Brian and I did together, and it was for fans to come and meet Brian Bickell. I kind of hosted it, but that was the event, is they just won the trophy, and there was Brian. So there were about 300, 350 people who came out to see him and have things signed by him, and they were in a long line. And they said to Brian right before the event, this is backstage, they go, Brian, because of the NHL rules, whatever you sign has to be sanctioned by the NHL. It has to have the NHL logo on it. You can't just sign random cards or pictures or jackets or things. It must be NHL approved. And he nodded, and then he said, oh, just so you know, I'm not going to follow that rule. If somebody brings me something to sign, I'm going to sign it. And that was the end of it. That's what he did.
Oh, he was a great guy, and you only win championships with a room of great guys. And Brian is great, and to be traded to Carolina and find out that, you know, the problem that he had was really a serious life-threatening problem, and for him to go accomplish it, and his young family, his young wife and his babies are just really special, and the hockey community really rallied around that.
No question.
And this past November was when he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis?
Yeah, I believe
that
so.
That recent. Yeah. 31
he'd already
years
been,
old.
He'd already been traded from Chicago to Carolina, and he was playing, and he was a little wobbly.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't feel like his feet were underneath him all the time. And so they tested him and found out he had MS.
Mm.
Well, we wish him the best. And the fact, I think I heard Pat Foley, who was Pat on with Pete McMurray this morning?
I'm not sure who else was on.
I think it was. And mentioning what great shape Brian Bickle's in, you know, multiple sclerosis affects people the same way but in different ways. But he's in great shape, so we wish him the best.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. A great way to go out, though, you know.
Grant, when this season started, when this hockey season started, did you think that the Blackhawks would pull off what they've pulled off? They had the best record in the West, I think the third best in all of hockey. I know Washington did a little bit better than them point-wise. Did you see this team going as far as they've gone already this season?
Yeah, I think, Bill, when we first talked about this season last year in September or October, it was really based on the, you know, what we call the kids playing as hard as they can and really having an exceptional year. And Schmaltz did that. Hartman did that.
Mm-hmm.
Panic did that. Everyone that came forward, Trevor Van Riemsdyk did that. You know, you kind of forget Darling is still a young player, and he did that. And so we have been really, truly blessed to see all these young players advance and do so well. And Joel and his coaching staff really have to deserve a lot of credit because he was able to keep his you know, the five or six horsemen that he uses all the time, but really integrate the young players into the lineup. And they advanced, and they are ready to play, and they've all won in previous places. You know, Nick Schmaltz won the NCAA Frozen Four last year. He knows what it feels like to win. And in that room with those other players, the senior players that have been there year over year and won championships, I like their place in time right now in the NHL playoffs.
Some of the last games of the regular season were kind of disappointing for the Blackhawks. And I said, you know, you don't want to get your players injured. And maybe Coach Q was trying out new players in new positions and we'll take the 0-4 loss, you know?
Well, I think, you know, they couldn't win the President's Trophy. And when they realized they couldn't win the President's Trophy, they kind of said, okay, we're going to take some time and have players, you know, you don't want to ever relax playing hockey because that's when you do get injured. So when you're going to play, you're going to play hard. So the only way that you can really relax is not by putting them in the lineup, and that's what he did. He rested Hjalmarsson and Oduya and Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook, and the last month he really played it off nicely with the two goaltenders. And I think that if there's anybody in the NHL, any coach in the NHL that knows his stuff, Joel knows his stuff on how to rest the players, and I think they're really ready to play right now.
You just mentioned the cream of the crop of some of the younger players that the Blackhawks used this season. If you're one of those guys, is there any time for intimidation when all of a sudden you go from playing minor league hockey to being up with the big club and looking over and seeing Marian Hossa or Patrick Kane or Jonathan Toews or Duncan Keith? Is there even a moment where you can take that in and go, look at who I'm playing with, or is there just no time for that?
Well, that's amazing how you say that, because when I played, you always looked across the bench and you looked across the ice and said, holy mackerel, we're playing against the Montreal Canadiens,
yeah,
and or the Philadelphia Flyers, and that was intimidating.
Yeah.
Today, these young players with that the Blackhawks have, they're truly intimidated in the dressing room with Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane and Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook, mm-hmm, and Marian Hossa and Corey Crawford. These guys have won Stanley Cups. They've won Canada Cups. They've won Olympic Cups. They know how to win.
Sure.
And I think it's a big transition. Now, it's up to the older players, the guys that have already won, to really relax those young players and give them confidence that they're playing, they're on the big stage, and that they've deserved to be there.
But there's got to be a little bit of, I don't want to disappoint these guys. I don't want to screw up. These guys are too good to have me screw it up.
Oh, know? Absolutely. And that's why you better bring your A game.
Yeah,
without a doubt. You better bring your A game all the time. If you don't bring your A game, you're not going to play in that lineup because the expectations are so high. I think Jonathan Toews wants to win again because he realizes that the team is getting older, mm-hmm, the core group is getting older, and the opportunities just don't come by every year. This is a golden opportunity for them to win another cup, and really, you know, they've already made their mark, but certainly put a golden mark in the city of Chicago in the NHL if they could win another one.
This has been discussed, Grant, but if you're a team that consistently makes the playoffs and goes deep into the playoffs like the Blackhawks have been, you're tacking on an extra 20 or 25 or 30 extra games on your season, which really does take its toll on players, doesn't it?
Well, that's what they talked about last year when we did get out of the playoffs a little earlier than expected. And
yeah.
I think that when you have that long layover, there's two things that really help. Is number one, you do get your body back in order.
Yeah.
But you start getting really angry about not being there playing hockey in June. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, and that core of senior leaders, they want to play in June.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're there for. And I think that they will be playing in June this year.
All right, our captain, Jonathan Toews. You've got Dunks, Duncan Keith. I love him, Marian Hossa. But I'm telling you, those are great players. But I watch Patrick Kane out there and his stick handling, and it's just amazing. I think he's like the best player in the whole hockey world, don't you?
He's
amazing.
He's so special. And for us to watch him, you know, it's always the same, is that when we had a chance to watch Michael Jordan or Walter Payton, and now, you know, you have two unbelievable hockey players in Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. We take for granted what he does. But he skates along the blue line, and that puck is on the blue line, and he's in the offensive zone with players checking him,
mm-hmm,
and he's so confident with that puck that he doesn't make an error. If a player like me, the coaches would say, get that puck in deep, Grant, because there's no way that I would carry the puck across the blue line like Patrick Kane, and he does it all the time. He's just... And he passes so well. He sees the ice
so quickly. He doesn't hog it. I mean, he's really a team player.
Dishes it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really matured. And it's just so great to see.
Would you say realistically the Blackhawks right now, and I might be undercutting this, but they have at least five Hall of Famers on that team right now, don't they?
Yeah, I think you and I talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
And I think the argument would be six, you know, and certainly that's not saying the coaches or the
right
managers,
right,
but the players, I love Corey Crawford.
Yeah.
I think he's a winner. I think he proved it last year in the Canada Cup. He proved it Stanley Cups. He's going to prove it again this year. He's a winner.
And he doesn't get enough credit either in my book. He really doesn't.
And they don't give him that credit for being one of the, if not the top goalie in the NHL right now. And, and if I was building a hockey team and you couldn't get Jonathan Toews or Patrick Kane, I would start with Corey Crawford because he really knows how to win. He plays big. And he's the one horse that might, you know, like the Hall of Fame. I think he's deserving of it.
Yeah.
But then you have Brent Seabrook, Duncan Keith, Marian Hossa, Patrick Kane, and Jonathan Toews. And that's just to say today.
Right.
We don't know what Nick Schmaltz is going to do or or some of the other players that...
Panarin could make it eventually.
Absolutely. So, great point.
He still looks like he's 12 years old.
But you know what? He does
he's
look
adorable.
Young.
His English, he looks like
his English is so much better.
Is it really?
But don't you love that smile, Grant, when he's scoring or there's a drive and the Blackhawks are in the zone? You just see that smile on his face. He's really enjoying it. You got to love that about
him. You have to love it when people... players are on the ice and really enjoying each other and what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you see that in the Blackhawks all the time now. They score a goal, they smile, they laugh. I remember playing against the Edmonton Oilers when Gretzky and Messier, and they had six or eight Hall of Famers on that team, and they would always laugh when they scored goals. And finally, I was playing golf with Wayne Gretzky, and I said, Gretz, you have to tell me, why do you guys laugh at us? And Gretz goes, we don't even know who we're playing alone, who you are. Right. You know, we're laughing because we would have a bet that you had to pass the puck, everybody has to touch the puck once, and then you have to bank it off the back of the goalie's head to score the goal. And if you did that, then, you know, guys would come to the bench laughing because they won the bet. And
wow.
And they didn't even know who they were playing. We thought they were laughing at us. So
oh, man.
I felt a lot better.
A quick question about the Minnesota Wild. For much of the season, the Blackhawks were looking up at the Minnesota Wild, who had like a 7 or 8 point lead on them. And then there was this shift. The Blackhawks kept winning and the Wild kept losing. And there was one game in particular that they were playing against each other, where their coach, the Wild's coach, pulled Devan Dubnyk after about 5 minutes in. The Hawks scored two quick goals and they pulled him. And then they went on a tear where they just lost six games in a row. They looked awful. That can destroy a team, something like that, can't it?
Minnesota, I don't know what happened to them. They really broke down at about the 6 weeks to the end of the season, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe it was a game that we had them in Chicago, and Chicago played very well. The game prior to that, Minnesota and Chicago played in Minnesota, and that game was an excellent game, an excellent hockey game. The next game, Chicago really turned it on. I believe it was 4-0 in the first period, and I think they went for a skid after that. And I'm just not sure about Minnesota. I don't know if they have the leaders, and I don't know if they have the strength to get through St. Louis. I kind of think St. Louis will move beyond Minnesota this year. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of interesting dynamics in that series because Mike Yeo, who's the coach, knows their team very well. He coaches St. Louis now.
Mm-hmm.
And so St. Louis will be against the Minnesota Wild, and I believe that St. Louis will come ahead on that series.
It's going to be a fun playoffs.
Yeah,
it starts Thursday.
Yep,
Nashville Predators.
Thursday.
We can't wait.
Yeah,
Grant, always great to see you. Thank you so much for coming by. We really appreciate it.
Thank you both, Wendy, Bill. It's awesome always to be here.
And the lovely Judy Pilak is here. You have to meet Grant Mulvey. He's like the nicest guy in the world, and he likes Bill.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Wow.
That's right.
They are best friends. He tells everyone.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Grant.
Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Bill.
We'll take a quick break, and then Judy has the news, and then more. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.